duo, Mazzy Star, going back to their brilliant breakout sophomore album, So Tonight That I Might See, we heard the song Wasted. Starting the set off, it is new music from Australian duo Mess-esque. They've released their latest album, their third album. It's called J. Marie Comfort Me. We heard the opening track, Light Showroom. I think if you're a fan of Mazzy Star or Tess Parks, or Broken Social Scene, you are going to find something that you're going to enjoy in the music of Mess-esque. Okay, friends, we are already 30 minutes into this two-hour mixtape. Coming up, I've got music on the way from Los Campesinos, Sacred Pause, The Weeknd, all part of the next 30 minutes. But up next, it is jangly feminist indie rock out of Vancouver. It's the band Roswit. Up next here on Girly So Groovy.
Thank you.
music that is turning 25 years old now. That is music from London, Ontario, indie rock alternative band The Weeknd with their song High School America. That's from their self-titled debut album released back in 2000. A huge shout out needs to go to loyal listener Kevin, who listens on CJAM in Detroit, Too Girly So Groovy. He sent me a Spotify set list to check out. Mixtapes, mix CDs, set lists have always been my love language. So to get that as a music nerd just thrills me to no end, with some really great reminders of bands and musicians that have not received some Girly So Groovy love in quite a while. Bands like The Weeknd, Delta 5, The Slits, Cub, so much more, The Beths. It really inspired me and will work its way into this and future episodes of Girly So Groovy. If there is ever a band or musician you think deserves some radio love here on Girly So Groovy, message me through social media. You can find us on Instagram at GSG Radio. That's how Kevin contacted me, or through our Facebook page. Simply there, we are at Girly So Groovy, girly and groovy, ending with an IE. Before we heard The Weeknd in the middle, it is a new music from St. John's, Newfoundland musician Kelly McMichael. Her latest album is called After the Sting of It. We heard the song Bomb, and then we started the set off with jangly indie rock out of Vancouver with the band Roswit. Their new album is called Eternal Living. We heard the song Person Song from Roswit. Okay, here we go. Glaswegian duo Sacred Pause, best known for producing sunny polyrhythmic pop, have released their third album. Jump Into Life is the name of the album. The album took the band 6 years to make, between COVID-19, stalled writing sessions, and a touch of writer's block. Well, the wait was worth it, because the new album is just as buoyant, just as fresh, just as joyous and sunny as their first two albums. It's Sacred Pause right now here on Girly So Groovy.
Away, let me in now.
Talk about a band that has not received girly, so groovy radio love in some time. That is music right there from Welsh, seven-piece, prolific indie rock band Los Campesinos. A band that brings brattiness and brashness and fun to indie rock. We heard the song Don't Tell Me to Do the Maths. That's from the band's 2008 debut album, Hold On Now, Youngster. And honestly, I think it's maybe been since 2008, at least 15 years since we've featured Los Campesinos. They just kind of percolated to the top of my brain and thought, we need to feature them back again here on Girly So Groovy. They're too fun not to. Speaking of fun music out of the UK, it is a now defunct band, The Spook School, from Edinburgh, Scotland. From their third and final album, Could It Be Different, we heard the song While You Were Sleeping. And speaking of really great Scottish indie rock, the set started with new music from Glaswegian duo Sacred Pause. Their newest album, Jump Into Life, is the band's third album. We heard the song Another Day from Sacred Pause. Well, we are about to jump into the second hour, but before we do that, I just want to remind you, if you ever miss an episode of Girly So Groovy or would love to just listen again, know that you can find us online. Simply go to the website Mixcloud. That's mixcloud.com/girlysogroovy, girly and groovy, ending with an I-E. And when you're there, you will find the last 10 weeks worth of the program just simply waiting for you to press play or pause and listen at your leisure. Before we get into that second hour, though, let's wrap up the first hour with a Vancouver duo that we featured here a few times now on the program with their new album, self-titled album, actually. It is the Vancouver indie rock duo, Yesterday's Man. Again, the new album was released just back in January. Again, self-titled, Yesterday's Man. They are on Bandcamp if you would like to hear more. Here is Yesterday's Man with Let It Fry here on Girly So Groovy.
Fly.
Welcome to the second hour of Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock and to you, the listener who loves them. I'm your host, Trevor Klendert, bringing you two full hours of fabulous female-fronted radio. We've got so much more music to get to in the second hour. Coming up, I've got music on the way from PJ Harvey, Confidence Man, Tisha. Oh, yeah, I forgot about this. Donna Summer coming up. Aura the Molecule. We mentioned at the start of the entire 2 hours that this show follows a very interesting path, and I hope you're connecting the dots with me. We started off with more of a indie folk rock kind of vibe, and we will be ending the 2 hours with a full-on Studio 54 dance party, which I love. But let's kick off this second hour. Throwing Muses, the critically acclaimed alternative band led by vocalist Kim Hirsch. Throwing Muses have been making music since 1981. There is something electric about the band's new 11th album. It's called Moonlight Concessions. It is a stripped-down acoustic sound that is packed with tension and moodiness. It's exciting when a band that's been making music this long continues going up with the trajectory of just awesomeness. So let's kick off the second hour. New music, Throwing Muses, right now here on Girly So Groovy. Truly, yeah.